英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, happy Mondays!
问候大家，好，在这个午后呢，同学们和我们一块儿抽点时间，一起再来读一读心旷神怡的美文。今天这一篇呢，又是为大家选择了一则大师之作，作者是 Raymond Carver。雷蒙德·卡佛，曾几何时啊，这个雷蒙德·卡佛在中国的这个文艺青年当中是十分的流行。
Yeah, it's a very popular American writer, and he is famous for like having stories, writing stories with like deeper meaning. So, also this story, just like last week's story,You have to read it a couple of times before you really get it.
近期的故事呢都是颇有深意的哈，都值得大家呢多读几遍。这读一两遍呢肯定未必见得是能读懂。雷蒙德·卡佛呢是美国20世纪下半叶最重要的小说家和小说界的简约主义大师。他的写作文风啊就是 less is more, 简约主义大师。
I mean, it's true. I kind of agree with that less is more. When there's a story involved, then you would wonder, like, how many pages was that story?
可能也就大概 2 or 3 pages.
Yeah, but still, what he said was, like, worth more probably than 1,000.
他最被人们尊崇的是啊，说他呢是文坛上罕见的描写 hard times.艰难时事的观察者和表达者，被誉为是新小说的创始者，所以他非常擅长描写底层人的生活。
Yeah, he can really talk really well about the problems that people have, with like very low incomes, with very like a hard, tough life, mainly because they don't have enough money. And he's really able to point out the problems those people have that are not really visible for like ordinary people because they're not really on the surface.
如果你是个文学青年，你可能已经读过雷蒙德·卡佛了。那如果你没有读过，今天啊，不妨就是我们节目的这一期，我们来为大家介绍一篇他的文章，叫做 Fat， 翻译成中文肥。我们也用一个比较简约的标题来翻译。这篇文章呢是他创作前期的一种叫做讲述式小说啊，是一种 talk 的方式在写小说。
Yeah, it's like a conversation between two friends, Rita and another girl. And the other girl, recently she met a fat person in the restaurant she was working in.
就是好像是我在跟 Judy 讲一件事情一样啊，我说哎 ,Judy, 我跟你说件事儿吧，就前两天啊我们那个餐馆里来了一个人长得特别特别胖的这么一位顾客。
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Just like as when we're reading this story, it just seems like you are listening to two friends talking about what happened the other day.
不过就好像是你在听两个朋友在讲话一样，在言谈，在叙述，在 gossip 一样。
Yeah, exactly. Those conversations you're actually not allowed to hear.But you keep listening anyway.
所以他看上去真的是挺简单的，也没有一些像上周那样复杂的景物描写啊，灯光啊，情景啊，渲染啊，没有，它仅仅是一些非常直白的，很简单的，很普通的日常对话。
Yeah, and although it's very simple language, the meaning is not that simple.
是的，而且啊，这个雷蒙德·卡佛的小说最有名的就是他的那个 ending，总是 open ending， 它的结果啊，它小说的结果，它让人看不懂。
Yeah, so after you hear this story and you read it a couple of times, you can think about what will happen next.
所以今天这篇文章，我们也是要邀请大家跟我们一起来进行一种思考。你听完了这篇，读完这篇以后，你觉得这个作者想要表达的是什么啊？他有多少层叙述的这个语境和层次呢？他到底想表达的是什么？你说，也许作者想表达的是我们应该 keep fit。也许是这个道理。
Yeah, maybe that is his message, keeping fit. Maybe he is criticizing the fat-shaming culture of today's world. Because, let's be honest,Everyone is kind of not liking fat people, do they?
也许他也是在批判，这个社会对肥胖人们的偏见实在是太重了。
Yeah, it's terrible. I was talking to Jingjing just now. I actually think it's better to just don't look so nice, don't look so pretty, than to be fat. Because about fat people, there's so much prejudice.
我们马上来见识一下这个异常肥胖的人以及他的这个停不下来吃的这种生活的习惯啊，到底作者有没有更深层的意思呢？
Fat. It is late on a slow Wednesday when Herb seats the fat man at my station. This fat man is the fattest person I have ever seen, though he is neat appearing and well dressed enough. Good evening, I say. May I serve you? Rita, he was big. I mean, really big. Good evening, he says.Hello, I think we're ready to order, he says. He had this way of speaking, strange, and he was making little puffing sound every so often. I think we will begin with a Caesar salad, he says. And then a bowl of soup with some extra bread and butter, if you please.Then the lamb chops, he says, and baked potato with sour cream. We'll see about dessert later. Thank you very much, he says, and hands me the menu. I hurry away to the kitchen and turn in the order to Rudy, who takes it with a face. You know Rudy. Rudy is that way when he works. As I come out of the kitchen, Margot says to me, Who's your fat friend? He's really fat.Now that's part of it. I think that is really part of it. I put the bread and butter onto his table and he immediately starts buttering pieces of bread. I'm so keyed up or something. I knock over his glass of water. I'm so sorry, I say. Are you all right? It's all right, he says, and he puffs. Don't worry about it, he smiles. When I come back to serve the salad...I see the fat man has eaten all his bread and butter. A little later, when I bring him more bread, he has finished his salad. You know the size of those Caesar salads? You're very kind, he says. We don't often enjoy bread like this, he says. Where are you from? I ask him. I don't believe I've seen you before, I say. Denver, he says.I don't say anything more on the subject, though I am curious. Your soup will be along in a few minutes, sir, I say, and leave.
好，这是第一段，大家听到了我们的 Nick 老师对这位说话都喘着气的 fat guy 的演绎，真是惟妙惟肖。
It is late on a slow Wednesday when Herb seats the fat man at my station.
好，这句话当中先交代一个时间哈，那是一个漫长的周三的晚上。Herb 是
That's her manager, I think.
对，因为这件事情是发生在餐厅里啊，一个胖胖的顾客呢，在餐厅里受到了整个餐厅的群嘲，是这样的一个铺垫哈。Seats the fat man, 就是使什么什么落座啊。
Yeah, he directs the fat man to his seat, so he seats the fat man.
My station, 这里指的就不是我的什么车站了，指的是我的服务台前。
Station can also be in a restaurant, a part of the restaurant that is like only served by one waiter or waitress.
卡佛的这个整个的语言叙述真的是非常简单哈，描述什么也很简单，也不去渲染，就告诉你说啊，周三的晚上有一个谁带着一个胖男子坐在了我的服务台前。
This fat man is the fattest person I have ever seen.
真是我见过最胖的人啊。
Though he is neat appearing and well dressed enough.
好，以后我们去形容一个人穿着整洁得体，我们会说 neat appearing.
Yeah, when someone is neat appearing, they look decent. They look well taken care of, clean, and, you know, well groomed.
特别干净整洁的叫 neat, 整整齐齐的，齐齐整整的。Well dressed 也是穿着很得体的。
Good evening, I say. May I serve you?
对，作者描写这个 neat appearing 实际上是为了告诉大家，就是说胖的人你不要觉得他就是
It's not dirty or something. It's like, yeah, they know that they should dress well and they should, you know, appear well when they are in public.
胖跟脏不是一回事情。
It's not the same thing at all.
那胖的人他也有爱美的呀。
Of course.
好，来打招呼了。晚上好先生，很高兴为您效劳。May I serve you? 这些都是餐厅的日常用语。
Rita, he was big. I mean, really big.
出现一个人名， Rita 是谁？
Rita is her friend, is like a friend she's talking to. She's just having a conversation with her friend somewhere.
对了，对话体呢，从这里体现出来了。她叫出了一个人的名字，就是 Rita， 就是她正在此时此刻讲述这个故事的聆听方。
Yeah.
叫 Rita。啊 ,Rita, 我跟你说吧，她真是个庞然大物啊，特别胖。
Good evening, he says. Hello.I think we're ready to order, he says.
句子都很简单啊，对方就回答说晚上好。我觉得呢我们已经可以准备好 order 点餐了。
He has this way of speaking, strange, and he makes a little puffing sound every so often.
Way of speaking, 他说话的方式呢稍微有点奇怪。但说不出哪儿奇怪。He makes a little, 好，这里的 PUFF, 我们要在文中见到多次。
Yeah, puffing. Well, to puff is to breathe heavily, as if you just run like a few miles, or you just lifted something very heavy that you're like, sometimes when people are like a bit fat, then if they do some exercise, they get easily like out of breath. So they are puffing.
就是那种说话上气不接下气哈，喘气的声音叫 puffing sound。一会儿我们还会见到 he puffs 等等之类的就是这个词
Yeah, and he does that, he makes a puffing sound every so often. That means he sometimes makes a puffing sound. I think we will begin with a Caesar salad, he says.
以什么开始就是 begin with Caesar salad, 就是凯撒沙拉，这个你们以后要吃沙拉应该会学一下这个词。
And then, a bowl of soup.With some extra bread and butter, if you please.
再来一碗汤吧，还有一些面包和黄油，如果方便的话。
Then the lamb chops, he says, and baked potato with sour cream.
再点一份羊排 ,lamb chops, chops 就是砍下来的一块块、啊、
yeah,
骨头。
A chop that is a small piece of meat with a bone in it, usually, from a sheep or from a pig.
然后呢 baked potato, 烤马铃薯再来一些酸奶哈 sour cream. 来吃的多吗还、
yeah,
还挺多的。
He definitely orders quite a lot. We'll see about dessert later.
最后呢再来份甜点 dessert.、啊、我们来看看这些点菜的用语。We will see about something. We will see about dessert later.
Yeah, that means later on I will make a decision about if I have a dessert or not.
啊，也是比较别致的点餐用语哈，大家可以学一下。
Thank you very much, he says, and hands me the menu.
很有礼貌。好了，就这些吧，非常感谢。说完呢，就把菜单递给了我 ，hands me the menu.
I hurry away to the kitchen and turn in the order to Rudy.
好，我就赶紧呢离开了服务台，来到了厨房，就把点餐单呢交给了 Rudy。大家注意看，第二个人名出现了 ，Rudy， 就是我的伙伴。
Yeah, that's her colleague, who takes it with a face.
With a face, 就是说拿餐点餐单的时候还做了个鬼脸。
Yeah, like if you do something with a face, you do something while you think that is really weird to do, or you are feeling a little bit awkward to do it.
这个人啊，生来的那种偏见心啊，哈，马上就展现出来了，是吧？
You know Rudy.
啊，你知道啊，你了解 Rudy 这个人的。
Rudy is that way when he works.
Rudy 工作的时候，他就是这样。
As I come out of the kitchen, Margot says to me,
好，就在我要走出厨房的时候呢，另外一位同事 Margot 就对我说，
Who's your fat friend? He's really a fatty.
哟，那个胖朋友是谁呀？真的是太胖了。
Now, that's part of it.I think that is really part of it.
这句话是什么意思?
That means that, like, she wants to tell Rita about her feelings, like, during this whole situation. And, like, she cannot really grasps why she feels so uncomfortable with this situation, but she thinks, like, that Margot saying these mean things already, that is part of the explanation why she has that feeling.
哦，就是她此时此刻也有这种心情，但是呢 ，Margot 是帮她说了出来。
Yeah, I put the bread and butter onto his table.
好，我把面包和黄油 bread and butter onto his table 放在他的桌上了。
And he immediately starts buttering pieces of bread.
就在马上，这个人啊，就开始在面包上涂抹黄油了，迫不及待的要吃起来。
I am so keyed up or something. I knock over his glass of water.
这里有一个 so keyed up， 这短语没见过。Key 钥匙 ，key up。
Yeah, if you are keyed up, you're very nervous or excited about something.
稍微有些紧张，或者是稍微有一些激动过度了哈。我可能有点激动过度了吧，又就把他的水给打翻了。
I knock over his glass of water, so she pushes against his glass of water accidentally, so it all like ends up in his table.
作为一个 waitress, 这样真的是很不 professional 哈。
Oh yeah, totally. Like, tell me all about it. I was a waitress once. I'm so sorry, I say. Are you alright?
赶紧道歉说，哎，抱歉抱歉，您没事吧？
It's nothing, he says.
啊，他说没事没事，没关系哈，也不生气啊那种。
Yeah,
也不说站起来就说你给我赔钱。
It's alright, he says. And he puffs.
继续微笑着说哈，没关系的。然后说话里呢还夹杂着那种喘气的声音，感觉就听着就很累啊。
Don't worry about it, he smiles.
哎，心很宽啊，心宽体盘、yeah. 你看看这样的人。所以啊，你要对你身边的每一个胖子好点，因为他们心态都不错。
Definitely. When I come back to serve the salad, I see the fat man has eaten all his bread and butter.
你看，我这刚不回到厨房来给他取沙拉嘛。刚给他送去的时候发现，哎呦，已经把面包跟黄油都吃光了。
Yeah, he ate everything already.
啊，突然间哈，有什么来什么，来什么吃什么，吃什么就没吃光什么。
A little later, when I bring him more bread, he has finished his salad.
更，哎呀，这怎么说呢哈？过了一会儿啊， yeah. 从厨房里给他取了点面包来的时候呢，又沙拉又吃光了。
You know the size of those Caesar salads?
Size， 这分量，你知道我们店那凯撒沙拉是多大一份儿吧？
You're very kind, he says. We don't often enjoy bread like this, he says.
好，听好了啊，这个胖顾客说的每句话我们要去仔细想想。他说，您啊，您真好，您的服务真周到。但是我们呢，并不总是这样吃面包的。
Yeah, he's like apologizing for his eating behavior. He's like a little bit embarrassed, so to say, about the way he eats.
有些尴尬，意思就是说，这也不是说我们生活的常态啊。We don't often enjoy bread like this.
Where are you from?
这个时候呢，就想跟他聊聊天啊，就问到他说，那您是哪里人啊？
I ask him, I don't believe I've seen you before.
我觉得我们之前应该没见过吧。
I say, Denver, he says.
啊，我来自丹佛这个地方。
I don't say anything more on the subject, though I am curious. Your soup will be along in a few minutes, sir, I say, and leave.
虽然呢，我也很好奇啊 ，curious， 但是我也没有再继续问了。
Yeah.
这个话题了。
I see it before me. She works in such a restaurant where, like, she knows probably every customer, like, already, because it's, like, in a small town, and, like, it's the only restaurant in the neighborhood. So, like, if someone new comes, she's very curious, like, where is this person coming from, and who is this?
一般这种小镇啊什么的服务员应该都对每一个来吃饭的顾客是了如指掌了。
Yeah, they all know.
尤其这些 newcomer 都很想去搭讪，去问一问啊，您从哪儿来呀？
做
什么的呀？这些，但是他觉得又出于礼貌，就没有再继续问下去了。啊，我就说先生，您的汤呢，还得稍等几分钟。说完，我就离开去厨房了。
When I serve his soup, I see the bread has disappeared again. He is just putting the last piece of bread into his mouth.Believe me, he says, we don't eat like this all the time. You'll have to excuse us. He says, don't think about it, please, I say. I like to see a man eat and enjoy himself. I don't know, he says, and puffs. He arranges the napkin. Then he picks up his spoon. God, he's fat, says Leander. He can't help it, I say, so shut up. I put another basket of bread and more butter on his table. How was the soup? I say. Thank you. Good. He says. Very good. He says. He wipes his lips and dabs his chin. Do you think it's warm in here? Or is it just me? He says. No, it's warm in here, I say. Maybe we'll take off our coat, he says. Go right ahead, I say. A person has to be comfortable, I say. That's true, he says. That is very, very true, he says. But I see a little later that he is still wearing his coat. The place is emptying out. By the time I serve the fat man his chops and baked potato, along with more bread and butter, he is the only one left. Is everything all right? I say. Fine, he says. And he puffs. Excellent, thank you, he says, and puffs again. Enjoy your dinner, I say, and walk to the kitchen. How is the old tub of guts doing? He's going to run your leg off, says Harriet. You know Harriet. For dessert, I say to the fat man. There is the Green Lantern special, which is a pudding cake with sauce, and there is cheesecake or vanilla ice cream, or pineapple sherbet. We're not making you late, are we? He says, puffing and looking concerned. Not at all, I say. Well, we'll be honest with you. We would like the special, but we may have a dish of vanilla ice cream as well, with just a drop of chocolate syrup, if you please. We told you we were hungry, he says. I go off to the kitchen to see after his dessert myself, and Rudy says, Harriet says you got a fat man from the circus out there. That true? Rudy, he is fat, I say. But that is not the whole story. Rudy just laughs at his own joke.
依然是满满的对话题。
When I serve his soup, I see the bread has disappeared again.
看上汤的时候吧，哟，刚上的面包又消失了。
He is just putting the last piece of bread into his mouth.
他刚好正把最后一片面包呢塞进嘴里。
Believe me, he says, we don't eat like this all the time.You will have to excuse us, he says.
哎，这个人很有礼貌。
Yeah, he's very polite, but he feels also very embarrassed to be there and very embarrassed to be hungry.
他自己也觉得挺尴尬的。啊，他说相信我，我们呢并不是每次都这样吃东西的，请原谅我们的失礼。
Don't think a thing about it, please, I say.
啊，这也是一句宽慰人的话，意思就是说，哎呦，您可别客气，您别多想。
I like to see a man eat and enjoy himself, I say.
对啊，我作为服务员的话，我们是很喜欢看到人们享受美味的。
That is like a compliment, right? Like if you work hard, serve food, you better have your guests enjoy it.
看人家吃得津津有味了，是不是觉得自己心里也挺舒服的？
I don't know, he says, and puffs.
他说我也不知道我为什么会吃这么多啊，边说边喘气，感觉这个动作吧有点停不下来了。
Yeah, he just cannot stop.
明知道这个是不对的，不好的，但是也停不下来。
He arranges the napkin, then picks up his spoon.
大家注意啊，这个餐巾纸啊叫做 napkin，因为餐巾纸都是可以打开的，打开以后像一个正方形的方巾一样。
It's different than a handkerchief. That is the thing you use to blow your nose. But a napkin is something you, like the piece of paper you wipe your mouth with in a restaurant.
哎，这些餐巾纸叫 napkin 啊。Then he picks up his spoon. 刚用餐巾纸擦了擦嘴，然后又拿起了勺子，开始喝汤了。
God, he's fat!says Leander.
Leander 又是这餐厅里的另外一位同事。啊 ,Leander 说我的天哪，他真是太胖了。
He can't help it, I say, so shut up.
好，这个时候我对这个顾客已经有了一点同情心。
Yeah, she's now defending him. She's actually on his side now.
他也没办法呀，所以就闭嘴吧，别说了。
I put down another basket of bread and more butter on his table. How was the soup? I say.
这个时候你看我又在给他上菜了。我又给他来了一篮什么一篮子的面包和一些黄油。然后我问他说汤的味道可还行。
Thank you. Good, he says. Very good, he says.
很好很好谢谢好极了。
He wipes his lips and dabs his chin.
好 ,wipes his lips, 就是用餐巾纸纸擦擦嘴。
Yeah, and to dab is like a little bit similar than to wipe, but just push gently a napkin to the place where it's dirty and then it automatically becomes like clean again.
也是轻轻地擦了一下下巴，所以看上去是一个叫什么 well behaved, good manner.
Yeah, very good manner. Like if he wasn't, then yeah, he probably would have a dirty mouth and like just not do that. Do you think it's warm in here?
您觉得这屋里热吗？他说。
Or is it just me?
还是只是我觉得有点热？当然他吃了是不少了哈。
Yeah, like usually when you eat a lot, then you get warm, right?
对。
No, it is warm in here, I say.
我说不啊。哦确实有点热。
Maybe we'll take off our coat, he says.
他说也许我们要脱掉外套吧。
Go right ahead, I say.
我说那 go right ahead, 就是您请便吧。
A person has to be comfortable, I say.
我们当然是希望每位客人都能够在这里舒适的用餐了。
That's true, he says. That's very, very,True, he says.
这您说的对。啊这您说的有道理非常非常的有道理。但是他脱了吗他没有脱。
No. But I see, a little later, that he is still wearing his coat.
我看了过了一会儿我看到他仍然是穿着他的外套。他为什么没有脱呀
?He still didn't want to take it off because he's afraid that people will see how fat he is.
对他脱了衣服以后岂不是就让别人就看见他有多胖了吗
The place is emptying out. By the time I serve the fat man his chops and baked potato, along with more bread and butter, he's the only one left.
Empty out. 大家可以猜一猜是什么意思。
Yeah, you can guess what that means. It means that a place gradually becomes empty. That gradually not many people are there and like suddenly he's the only one left.
餐厅呢慢慢的就清空了就 empty out 用餐完的人吃完饭以后是不是要走出去啊
Yeah, then they'll go
就是走出去以后餐厅是不是就变得 empty 了呀
Yeah
所以做动词的时候 empty out 啊，它就是越来越少了逐渐的就空了你看当我为他送上这个羊排和烤马铃薯的时候以及又一份面包和黄油的时候
More bread and butter
吃的很多哈餐厅里啊就只剩下他一人在用餐了。
Is everything all right? I say.
Waitress 还是比较
Yeah.
时常的得关心一下哈。
She's very worried about him. Like she's very like taking care of him.
就说哎您用餐用的还好吧。
Fine, he says. And he puffs.
很好啊话音里呢依然是夹杂着那种喘气的声音。
Excellent, thank you, he says.
非常好谢谢。
And puffs again.
喘气声仍然在继续。
Enjoy your dinner, I say, and walk to the kitchen.
我最后说了一句祝您用餐愉快然后就回到了厨房。好这个时候厨房的小伙伴叫做
How is old tub of guts doing? He's going to run your legs off, says Harriet. You know Harriet.
好另外一位同事叫做 Harriet。Harriet 的说话呢也是比较的不客气。
Yeah, she's very mean. Like, she calls the fat man tub of guts. That means, like, that is actually a very unfriendly word to describe someone who continuously eats, who just doesn't stop eating.
我们来看这个短语 tub of guts. Tub of guts.
Yeah, like a tub is, of course, like a container where you put things into.
桶
Yeah, but like guts is like, yeah, the organs you use to like digest food. So she's just saying he's only just a bag of guts. He's only eating, like, he's not good for anything else. That's what it means.
英文中说胃桶，其实啊，就是咱们中国人说的那个饭桶。说饭桶肯定不是指吃饭的那桶，指的是那个什么吃饭很多的人叫饭桶，
再
是吧？当然是个贬义词了，所以英文中叫做 tub of guts。这个人说话很不客气啊，说：“哎呦，那个饭桶还在那吃啊。”
He's going to run your legs off, says Harriet.
都快让你给跑断腿了啊，非常的 mean. Run your legs off.
Yeah, that means he's going to make you go back and forth to the kitchen constantly until you don't have legs anymore.
所以说。
You know, Harriet.
你知道吧，他就是这么一人。
For dessert, I say to the fat man, there's the Green Lantern special, which is a pudding cake with sauce. Or, there's cheesecake, or vanilla ice cream, or pineapple sherbet.
大家知道西餐的这个吃饭的顺序吧，一开始得有 appetizer.
Yeah, first appetizer, then the starter, then the main dish, then the dessert.
对，一共有四个步骤。
Yeah, yeah, usually four, sometimes five even.
咱们吃饭之前不也得上凉菜吗？
Yeah.
Starter 就是什么？
Starter is usually like a soup or a salad or a cocktail.
对，来开始的那种头盘。
Yeah.
然后再来一个 main course, 主食主菜。
Yeah,
that's 最后是甜点。
That's usually like the main course is like a big piece of meat or a big piece of fish or likeSomething vegetarian,、and then the dessert is usually something sweet.
Main course 就是横菜哈、
yeah.
肉啊什么的哈。那该吃甜点了哈。For dessert, I say to the fat man, 我就给他呢
The Green Lantern special.
啊，我给他推荐了我们当时我们今天店里特别推荐的 Green Lantern, 绿灯笼的 special.
Yeah, so Green Lantern is the name of the restaurant.So every restaurant usually has a special, so they name it after the restaurant. So the Green Lantern special in this case is a pudding cake with sauce.
就是他们家叫 Green Lantern 的 special,、
yeah.
就今日特别推荐。它是一种布丁蛋糕，上面带着 sauce, 沙司的布丁蛋糕啊，听着就挺美味的。
So I am hungry now for sure.
Or, 或者是还有我们店还有
There's cheesecake
芝士蛋糕
Or vanilla ice cream
香草冰激凌
Or pineapple sherbet
Sherbet 我们在某一期地道美语当中讲过了哈，冰冻果子露可能还有菠萝的果子露您看哪一种比较好
We're not making you late, are we? He says
这个人有点奇怪啊，为什么他用 We are not明明是 he himself.
Yeah, he's always referring to himself as we. Yeah, that's a kind of strange way of talking. Actually, people in the past did that a lot. Like very, you know, formal, aristocratic people, they did that in the past. But nowadays, they don't really do that anymore unless they want to seem extremely polite and mannered.
这位胖顾客还是挺非常的非常的有礼貌他都不是说的我他用的是我们来代替我们没有让您耽误您下班吧 making you late are we 没有吧没耽误您的事儿吧
he says puffing and looking concerned
啊，话音里是夹杂着喘气声同时呢又面露担心的神色
not at all I say
啊，我还是作为一个 waitress 比较Nice.
Yeah, she, like, as a waitress, you always have to be nice. The customer is king, after all.
那是顾客上帝嘛。啊，我就说，啊，没有没有，绝对不会，没有耽误。
We'll be honest with you, he says. We would like the special, but we may have a dish of vanilla ice cream as well.
啊，他全程说的是我们啊。那我就不跟您客气了。他说，我们想要一份特别推荐的甜点。我们还想要一盘香草冰淇淋上面放一滴巧克力酱就可以
Yeah, with just a drop of chocolate syrup, if you please
那他点的这个还挺多的
Yeah, it's really a lot what he orders
你看吧他推荐的 Green Lantern 有来一份完了香草冰淇淋还来一份、
mm-hmm.
上面还要放一滴巧克力酱
We told you we were hungry, He says,
我已经刚才告诉过您了，我们饿坏了。
I go off to the kitchen to see after his dessert myself, and Rudy says, Harriet says you got a fat man from the circus out there. That true? Rudy, he is fat, I say, but that is not the whole story. Rudy just laughs at his own joke.
好，他跑到厨房里以后呢，就碰到 Rudy 了嘛。啊 ，Rudy 说：“哎 ，Harry， 你刚刚说你在招待一个从马戏团里跑出来的胖子，是真的吗？”啊，说话是非常不客气。
Yeah, he's very mean. He's really like not even considering the fat man as a person. He's just seeing it as some sort of attraction, basically.
嗯，其实这个人啊，在这个小的时候啊，就是开始体会到，就是因为自己的某些缺陷被别人取笑的时候那种难受的心情。
Yeah.
啊。所以，哎呀，所以你说这个长得胖的人，从小就日子就不是特别好过。
No,
因为
definitely not.
大家似乎觉得胖子是一个异类似的，好像觉得人就
，Yeah, even as kids, like if children are a little bit fat, they get bullied so much.
对
，It's really like, yeah, terrible actually.
就是说，咱们对这个身材这个胖瘦啊，到底应该是一个什么样的正确的观念哈？胖是一种错误吗？
For many people, they would answer no, of course not. Of course it's not a mistake. But it's so easily. Think for yourself. Think about it. When you were a kid in class, you had a fat kid in class maybe, and how did other children treated him or her? How did you think about him or her?
对。所以啊，在说别人的时候啊，就完全没有考虑到对方的心情和感受是如何的。
Yeah.
直接就取笑说啊，是个马戏团里跑出来的胖子吧，太肥了啊，就说啊 ，Rudy, he's fat. 但是我说，是的，他是很胖，但是呢，这不是故事的全部。That's not the whole story. Rudy just laughs at his own joke. 可是 Rudy 只是顾着被自己说的话呢逗得哈哈大笑。
Yeah, he's just like laughing and he doesn't get it at all.
I put the special in front of the fat man and a big bowl of vanilla ice cream with chocolate syrup on the side. Thank you, he says. You are very welcome, I say, and a feeling comes over me. Believe it or not, he says, we have not always eaten like this. If we had our choice, ever. But there is no choice. Then he picks up his spoon and eats. This story is getting interesting now.Rita says, while lighting one of my cigarettes and pulling her chair closer to the table. That's it. Nothing else. He eats his desserts, and then he leaves, and then we go home, Rudy and me. Some fatty, Rudy says, stretching like he does when he's tired. Then he laughs and starts watching the TV. I take a shower, I put my hand on my middle, and wonder what would happen if I had children, and one of them turned out to look like that. So...fat. As if he's thinking about it, Rudy says. I knew a fat guy once, a couple of fat guys, really fat guys. When I was a kid, they were tubbies. I don't remember their names. Fat, that's the only name this kid had. We only called him Fat. The other kids came along later. His name was Wobbly. Everybody called him Wobbly except the teachers. Wobbly and Fat, wish I had their picture, Rudy says.I can't think of anything to say. In bed, I suddenly feel that I am fat. I feel I am terrifically fat. So fat that other fat people are nothing compared to me. That's a funny story, Rita says. But I can see she doesn't know what to make of it. I feel depressed, but I won't go into it with her. I've already told her too much. She sits there waiting. Waiting for what?I'd like to know. It is August. My life is going to change. I feel it.
I put the special in front of the fat man and a big bowl of vanilla ice cream with chocolate syrup to the side.
哎呀，这个全程啊，就是在上菜和一边说谢谢啊。我把这个特别推荐的甜点放在那个胖子面前，并且把一大碗的巧克力酱 ,a bowl of vanilla, 香草味的冰淇淋和巧克力酱和 chocolate syrup, 酱啊甜、
yeah.
糖浆 onto the side, 也都放在旁边了，给他上好了。
Thank you, he says.
他说谢谢。
You are very welcome, I say.
您不用客气。
And a feeling comes over me.
内心有一种感觉叫油然而生。A feeling comes over me.
Yeah, suddenly you get a feeling. A feeling comes over you.
这个时候呢，对方就说话了。
Believe it or not, he says, we have not always eaten like this.
信不信由您，其实我们呢，并非总是这么吃东西的。
If we had our choice, never.
如果我们有选择的话，如果我们有的选的话，绝对不会这样吃。
But there is no choice.
但是我们别无选择。这样的话是很有深意的，大家想一想。
Yeah. This sentence has really a very, very big double meaning.
这个时候说完了，他又
Then he picks up his spoon and eats.
拿起勺子继续开吃了。
This story is getting interesting now, Rita says.
好，这个时候他的那个叙述突然间又跳脱出来了，又变成一个叙述者了。就开始说他同伴在说什么话了。我正在给你讲故事，这个 Rita 呀就说，哟，那这个故事变得越来越有趣了。
Rita says while lighting one of my cigarettes and pulling her chair closer to the table.
说着呢给我点了一支香烟， lighting one of my cigarettes, putting her chair close to the table, 又把她的椅子向桌子方向移了移。
That's it, nothing else. He eats his desserts,And then he leaves, and then we go home, Rudy and me.
好，可是呢 ，Rita 想听更多，是吧
？Yeah, Rita wants to know more. She's so curious about why this girl tells her this story. Like, why is this so important for her?
是，可是呢，她以为还有后面，其实没有后面了。That's it, nothing else. 这就是故事的全部了。她吃完甜点就离开了，然后 Rudy 和我也回家了。好了 ，Rudy 是谁？
Rudy is her boyfriend.
对 ,Rudy 是她的男朋友。所以这个人物关系就搞清楚了。
Some fatty, Rudy says, stretching like he does when he is tired. Then he laughs and starts watching the TV.
Rudy 还在调侃这个胖子啊，他就说哎，有些长得胖的人呢就跟他一样。Stretching, 就是累了呢就伸会懒腰。
Yeah, he just stretches and he wants to watch some television. He's just tired.
然后他一边笑一边呢就开始看电视。
I take a shower.
我冲了个澡。Take a shower, 这是淋浴哦。Take a shower, 不是泡浴缸。
I put my hand on my middle and wonder what would happen if I had children.
这个情景特有意思，叫 I put my hand on my middle. 就是我的手是放哪儿啊，放在我身体的中间，不就是我插着腰吗？
Yeah, she's just looking at her waist.
就是摸着我自己的腰部哈，每个人都这样是吧？
What would happen if I had children and one of them turned out to look like that? So fat.
就开始浮想联翩了哈。哎呦，我将来要是有了孩子，要是其中一个变那么胖，那该怎么办呢？就开始有一种
start to feel worried
自身的联想了。
As if he's been thinking about it, Rudy says, I knew a fat guy once, a couple of fat guys, really fat guys, when I was a kid. They were tubbies. I don't remember their names. Fat. That's the only name this one kid had. We only called him Fat.
你看这段全是 fat, fat, fat,、
yeah.
这个词就是 Rudy 也在思考这个问题，然后突然就跟我说我小时候认识一个胖子，不是一对儿 a couple、
yeah.
of, 是一堆，他们真的是太胖了，他们胖得像 they were tubbies,、
yeah.
水桶一样。
Tubbies, like that's also like a very unfriendly word to say to someone who is like a bit larger, slightly fat, so tubbiesIt's like plural. Tubby is singular.
他们呢，哎呀，我都记不得他们的名字了。这种胖男孩呢，只有一个名字，就叫做胖子。
Yeah, he only had one name, Fat. We called him Fat. The other kid came along later.
然后呢，班里后来又来了一个男孩。
His name was Wobbly.
然后我们就叫他胖墩儿。
Everybody called him Wobbly. except the teachers.
可是除了老师以外，每个人都叫他胖墩儿，这就证明孩子其实也是在什么、
yeah.
看不起、
yeah.
啊、欺负这些胖胖的同学的、
yeah.
同龄人的。
Amongst children in specific, it's very taboo basically to be fat. Like fat children are always excluded, always like bullied. Wish I had their picture, Rudy says. I can't think of anything to say.
我真希望能用他们的照片给你看看，但除了这个以外，我真的不知道该怎么评价他们了。Rudy 就说到关于他对这个胖子的这个记忆。
Yeah.
好，最后一段很关键，大家注意听。
In bed, I suddenly feel that I am fat.
不得了了，晚上在床上躺着的时候啊，我突然觉得我很胖。
I feel...I'm terrifically fat.
形容词副词形修饰形容词 terrifically fat. 就是我这胖得不得了不行不行的我巨胖。
So fat that other fat people are nothing compared to me.
而其他的那些胖的人在我面前都是不值一提的。哎怎么会突然间转到这个人自己身上了
But,
这个胖跟他有什么关系
She feels so heavy with like,all the thoughts, all the negativity around her about this one fat person.
因为这场经历给她带来了一种沉重感。
Yeah, she feels like troubled and worried too, and she feels like misunderstood. Nobody here around her like understands how she feels and how the fat man feels, and that makes her feel heavy and fat and like...
他发现他周围认识的人没有一个能够理解这个胖人心中的那种感受。他觉得这个胖的人是生活在一个很孤独的一个圈子里。
Yeah, she feels so fat that the other fat people are nothing compared to me.
突然间他觉得这种沉重和压抑感在自己的身上呢也进行了某种发酵和代入。
That's a funny story, Rita says.
好，这个时候他不是在跟 Rita 讲自己的感觉吗
Yeah.
Rita 就说哈，那还挺有趣的反正也没听懂
But I can see she doesn't know what to make of it
我也看得出来其实他根本没有听懂我在讲什么故事 What to make of it、
yeah.
就是能从这故事里听点什么出来
I feel depressed
我感到非常的沮丧
But I won't go into it with her
但是Go into it with her 的意思就是说再跟她详细的说跟她详细的讲
Yeah, I won't talk with her about it. I won't talk with her about why I feel depressed, why I feel so heavy.
我不想跟她讲我也不讲
I've already told her too much.
因为呀我已经跟她说了太多了我已经跟她讲过这个故事了
She sits there waiting.
她还坐在那里等着我继续说
Waiting for what?
可她在等什么呢
I'd like to know.
我也想知道，我也搞不懂。
It is August.
现在是八月了。
My life is going to change.
我的生活也许要来点改变了。
I feel it.
这就是我内心的感觉。所以讲完故事以后，这个叙述者内心的感觉是什么？他感觉他可能会要有一些变化了。
Yeah, she changed. She like due to this fat person coming into her restaurant,It made her realize how bad the people around her actually think about fat people and how superficial they actually are. So that means that she's not on her place. She doesn't feel that these people around her really get the point of being nice and just...living a good life and like being nice to others.
一个人在不被自己的环境所理解的时候，他会感觉到自己是个很孤独的人。
Yeah, she feels lonely. She feels lonely in her like work, in her relationship, in her friendship with Rita or with other friends maybe, who also think like that, who instantly think like, oh, fat person, oh, ugly, oh, lazy, oh, terrible, like,They don't do an effort to actually like start a conversation maybe with the man or like really like look more deep than what the only like the outer appearance.
哎，一千个读者心中要有一千个 Hamlet 是这样的。
Yeah.
就是你读了这篇故事以后，来大家在我们的评论区里都说一说，你觉得这个作者想表达什么？其实这个作者后来什么也没说。 包括这个 narrator 后来也什么都没说，所以他到底想说什么？Joey 老师说他觉得是这个作者表达了一种不被理解的孤独、
yeah.
一种因为胖而造成的一种好像是一种与世隔绝般的感受、
yeah.
是吧？大家觉得呢？除了跟我们保持身体和身形，
I mean it is difficult nowadays because like everywhere you go, like in the media, in magazines, on television, thin people, slender people, they are always presented as sort of model people, right? Like we all have to like be like them, sort of say. And of course, it is good to keep healthy and to stay fit. And of course, being obese is not healthy at all. But the prejudice that is there to fat people is not solving the problem. It actually makes it a lot worse, because for those people out there who are a little bit larger, like they might believe in those prejudices about them, and then that doesn't motivate them at all to do something about their problems.
高级的作家，他都是一种世事的观察者和洞察者，他绝对不是仅仅流于一种自恋和自我的表达。别忘了卡佛可是美国文坛上罕见的艰难时事的观察者和表达者，所以他要表达的其实就是刻画美国底层平民的一种艰难的生活。这个胖子他不停地吃，点了很多，似乎永远不会饱，似乎毫不在意自己的体重，似乎早已习惯了无节制的摄入，失去了对自己的控制，他没有能力去改变。在他看来，往自己嘴里塞东西是一种唯一可以让他安顿的方式。
Yeah, it is his only way of comforting himself.、
Mm.
And how sad is that? That like only food can help you to feel better. That is like a sign that something is terribly wrong in your life. And you can imagine if everyone thinks about you like these people think about this fat person, then you feel lonely and you feel the need to comfort yourself, right? And you have no one, you have no friends, you have like no people who can accept your worries, your frustrations, because you're fat, you did this yourself, it's your fault, that's what they will say.
对，就说一个人啊，在他自己不能改变的命运的状况之下，他只有做出伤害他自己的事情，就是他无能为力，他做不了什么，他只能去造成一个又一个的恶性的循环。
Yeah.
就是雷蒙，这个卡佛他其实是针对了这种 American Dream 嘛、
yeah.
美国梦给大家造成了那种哇人人都可以过上很好的生活，他就觉得不是这样。
Yeah, he's really criticizing that idea.
对，你看他们有希望吗？他们 hopeless, 他们没有希望。
They have no hope, they have no, like, because all their ambitions are being pushed back by society saying, oh, you're too fat, you cannot do this.
对，你看同样是这些生活在社会比较这个底层的人民，同样是 waiter 跟 waitress work in the kitchen, 有的人他就能理解这个胖子，有的人他就理解不了。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many people will not be able to understand them.
而且卡佛的小说呢也有一个特色，就是他那些人物啊几乎是没有一个能言善辩的类型的，他们都用很普通的方式思考，用最基本的日常语言交流。但是呢在这些小说故事当中，普通人的生活往往会被一些异样的事情给打乱，然后他们呢就能感觉到这种异样，然后呢能够预感到自己的生活可能因此变得不同，但是由于他们不善言辞，所以他们也从来没有学会和自己内心交流，陷入了一种无法言传的困境， unable to communicate、
yeah.
的困境。
Yeah, he points out really well and with very simple language as you can read where the real core problem lies, and that is likeAmazing writing skills right there.
人们啊是不理解自己的内心、
yeah.
没有办法和自己的内心进行交流，到了这种无法言传的困境。胖子只是告诉他说，我们其实不是这样的，但是对不起，我们还得这样。其实他自己对自己的生活也是无头苍蝇一样的。
Exactly, exactly. And we cannot know that without like just communicating, withoutTrying to understand each other, right? So this story actually really makes you think about where do you stand?
这就是大师的作品嘛。其实我们也不能说我们能读懂这个故事。啊，也有的解读的说呢，说这是一个层次复杂的多层叙事，说这个讲述者啊是在讲述一个虚构的故事，没有胖子也没有惊人的食量，只是讲述者对于自己生活的一种不可控的失望和无奈。
Yeah.You can make it yourself, your perspective, your opinion about this story. Every interpretation is possible, of course. Read it a couple of times and like your English will definitely improve for sure.
我们在今天的微信公众号推送当中也会给大家贴一点就是对这个故事的一些理解和解读和分析吧。大家看看其他的人是怎么来理解这个故事的。相信大家从不同的角度去见识这些文学作品以后，能够对这个 literature 有一种更深刻的理解啊。好，感谢大家的收听，今天节目就是这样，谢谢Judy老师。
Thank you for listening.
再见。